Hey Naveen, have you been keeping tabs in the ISL?
Well, no, not really. I was on a vacation, but I heard the draft was held a few weeks back, and all the teams, including the new ones, Bengaluru FC and the one from Jamshedpur, have made a number of good signings.
Yeah, the teams all look very good. And your favorite team, your favorite player,
Yeah, my favorite player, not the
Torgesim Hokip,
team.
is going to be playing Bengaluru FC.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. The man is in town. Unfortunately, I'm yet to meet him because the team is in Spain for their pre-season training.
Yeah,
Just waiting
but
for
at
him
the
to come back,
mean,
yeah.
while that is still something that can happen in the future, we managed to catch up with Mr. Mandar Tamane, who's the Chief Technical Officer and the brains of Bengaluru FC from day one.
Yeah, guy who made the team that it looks like today, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, there are other people also involved, but he's one of the key factors. And he spoke about how they went about in the ISL draft and other stuff around the club.
Well, and his experience in being in a draft a few years ago, how did that help PFC come up with the squad they have at their disposal this time around? So guys, go ahead and listen in what Mandar has to say. Mandar, to begin with, a new season, new frontiers as BFC calls it.
Yeah.
How excited is the team?
Well, it's very exciting because it's for us every start of the season is always exciting. As you rightly said, it is new frontier, so obviously we are looking for the challenges that are going to be there. The biggest challenge obviously was to we didn't know what players we were going to have.
Right.
So and that for us is the biggest challenge. So now that with the draft and everything is sorted, one part of that challenge is done and we are happy with whatever has happened. And we now look forward to whatever is going to come our way because the first most important thing for us, I mean, everybody talks about just the we being part of the ISL. That's obviously an important thing for us.
Right.
But apart from that, we are playing two AFC Cup competitions,
Right.
Which for me is equally important. And the 2017 knockout round is just round the corner. We've hardly got a month to prepare. So that again is another challenge. But we have to just take it and just go by the flow and enjoy what we do.
How, what about the squad that you got? How happy are you? Did you get the players that you wanted to get?
Yeah, we are pretty much happy with what we had planned with. We have basically had planned with the went with the plan of not taking just the names that are around, but going in a certain manner, structured manner in terms of the positions. And obviously, whatever we had in mind, we were completely with it. See, when you go with it, obviously there are too many things in your mind that you want to take all your players. Obviously, players like Eugene, Fanai, Rino, Vinny, obviously, all of them who have been a part of BFC for such a long time, you want to keep them. You want them to be around. But if you go with that kind of a mindset, which is more of an emotional attachment, then you will not be able to do what you want and build a team. So, first of all, we have to be mentally prepared that we have to go with a certain plan. And in that plan, whatever players we want from BFC to be who are earlier a part of, try and retain them and try and bring them back. So that's the basic thing, but what the emphasis was more on positions and what positions we want to strengthen, and that's how we went about it. And I think we are pretty much happy. Everybody wants to have a Eugene, everybody wants to have a Reno, but at the end of the day, it's the squad, overall squad that we want to build. If at that particular moment when we are going for a right back, and if we had a Reno available, obviously things would have been different, but. Whatever we went with, it was as I mentioned earlier also is about the positions, and I think we are very happy with what we've got.
So in a draft, which is very different from an auction,
Yeah.
you can't bid for anybody.
Yeah.
So how do you strategize, considering, like you said,
Yeah.
Reno was picked, so
Yeah.
the next right back. So how do you go
No,
about
so
it?
basically you just have to strategize on what the coach wants. That's most important. Because at the end of the day, he should get what the players he want in the certain positions. So once he knew what the positions he wanted, and then we discussed about the there were 205 players in the draft, so you have to then separate them into positions because we were looking for positions, we were not looking for name again. Because when you go for names, it's very tough. I was a part of the draft first year when we were with the Chennai team, which was going to be the Pune Bangalore team, but it didn't happen and it went on to go to Chennai. So I had so-called an experience. So I was I wanted to be very 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 clear with the thought process that we should go for positions. And since this year what was in my control or what in our control was the foreign signings. So hence we went with the foreign signings, at least four five of them, to know what then positions we would want the Indians to be around. In the past 4 years, what we have done is we were confident of what Indian players we could get. We have the Indian players, and then you put the jigsaw puzzle by bringing in the foreigners.
Right.
This year is something different because if you don't have a choice in certain things you don't want, then that should be something which you will put in as a jigsaw puzzle in between. So we had a choice for my foreigners, so we went with the foreign signings, and then we had these Indian players in the positions that we wanted. So once you have a list of whatever players you have, you, as I said, you dismantle them into position wise, because as I said, we wanted to go by positions. And then in that, what we feel is good with the coaching staff, you know, this should be option 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 or whatever these options are. We went about, you have to go in that way. And I felt, to be honest with you, I mean, I would not take any names, but in every category that we went, we have got players in our top two options in every, and if not the top.
Okay.
So if that is something which makes me feel that at least the everything went as per the planning. Now what transpires is obviously on the pitch,
right,
which is the most important.
Mm-hmm.
What happens in a boardroom or what happens in draft rooms is something which will be on paper.
Right.
And practically what happens on pitch is always going to be important. So as far as the boardroom is concerned, we are happy. Now it's up to the coaching staff and the players to perform.
We knew that Roka was going to continue as a coach.
Yes, yes.
And you also had eight players retained.
Yes.
And Daniel also.
Yes, yes, yes.
So do you think this kind of worked a little bit in your favor, that now you can pick and choose the players you want who are capable of playing the style of football that...
Yes, I definitely feel so, that knowing that the coach is going to continue, we knew a certain thought process that we had in mind. And obviously the coach being knowing the Indian players for being a part of the first season here,
mm-hmm.
so he knows other players also, which obviously were not part of BFC,
mm-hmm.
so that also helped to then define newer players probably which are not part of BFC before,
mm-hmm.
because the coaches has seen them, so that was very important. And as you mentioned also, that we had a few players already retained in Sunil Udanta, Nishu Zwala, Daniel obviously is a part, and Wanan and Johnson. So we are looking at around 7 players which we knew are going to be there, and to top that we had 5 more which were from the same. So we have got around 12 players amongst the 26 which are a part of the same system, which know how Roka and Carles and everybody work. So yes, I feel from a Bengaluru FC point of view, it was and from a chief technical officer point of view, it was an advantage I felt, or like kind of a thing which I know what I wanted.
Uh-huh.
If I know how the coaches are, the coach knows how the players are. So in a way, it's a good combination that we had, and I think yes, it helped us, or it was definitely going to help us.
Well, that being said about the Indian players, but now let's talk about the foreigners that the club signed.
Yeah.
And how difficult will it be for Bengaluru FC to balance with AFC commitments and ISL? Because ISL, you see a 5+3 rule,
yeah,
where in AFC competitions, you have a 4 foreigner limit.
Yeah.
So how are you planning to balance
So that's a very good question, I think, because then the Indian players become more important,
right,
more versatile.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives the coach an option to
mm-hmm.
then... See, right now we don't go signing foreign players because he's going to be an AFC Cup.
True.
Now we've started the pre-season.
Mm-hmm.
We have got still timed around the 7th or the 8th of August to decide and register the squad for AFC. So whatever is going to happen in the next 8-10 days will give a clearer picture for the coach to then define what his foreigners amongst whatever we have signed
mm-hmm.
so far to then be registered for the AFC Cup also.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it will be panning out, depending upon how the coach feels the team is comfortable,
true,
in what positions, how the
uh-huh.
Indian boys are also, you know, coping up with the newer ones which are coping,
true,
up with that kind of a style, and basis that then the coach will be able to decide out of the 5 foreigners we have signed
mm-hmm.
which 4 would then be
and
a part
that
of
should also be a 3+1 with one being an issue.
Yes, so Eric obviously is going to be a part of it,
mm-hmm.
and the other 3 which are going to be will
mm-hmm.
then depend on how things pan out in,
true,
the next 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
And sticking with the same thing, you have 5 players now. Till
yeah.
now it was 4.
Yeah.
So, and now we also have the 2 league system.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Instead of the 3 that was talked about. We spoke about this before.
Yeah.
So, how do you think this will help the Indian players? Because I-League also, I think they are pushing for more foreigners.
Yes. See, now that is something which, if we differentiate a foreigner and Indian within the team,
hmm.
then that thought might come to the mind. But when you are looking as a team, it's a team of 25 players or 26 in case of AFC or more that we registered.
Mm.
So that's a team. Now, out of that team, whichever best 11 are there will play. Obviously, a certain rule is there, so you have to play by that rule for those various competitions.
Mm-hmm.
But as a player, if you are a player, I'm pretty sure we have got a lot of experienced players and also young players. And it's on that day what the coach feels are the best suited for that kind of a position, or what, how we are suited will have to be played for that. I don't think the player thinks, you know, whether I'm now it's 4, now it's 5, now it's 6. I don't think a player would think like that.
So that was Mandar talking about the manner in which Bengaluru FC approached the ISL draft and how things panned out for them in Mumbai that day. Sandeep, interesting?
Of course, we now know why they decided to get the players they did, the kind of approach they had, and how important it was to get the players for the coach, because always the coach comes first.
So guys, now that you know what Bengaluru FC is hoping for in the future, we thought why not go 4 years back and see how things panned out for them when they initially started with this plan of having a club in Bangalore.
Yes, and that you can listen to in the second episode of our interview with Mandar Tamani.